His name is Peter Baldwin, and he's the founder of Bird Dogs Shorts. You've probably seen him on Shark Tank, where Mark Cuban obliterated his pitch. Look, Mark, he'll admit it. The invention of the first ever stretch khaki shorts that feel amazing, look amazing, and can wear literally anywhere wasn't his best idea. But he's got more, like Dog Trader. Just like Auto Trader, but you can sell your old dog. Eh? Mark, I know you'd invest if you just gave him one more shot. So go to birddogs.com/radio and join the 2 million men who think Bird Dogs shorts are a great idea. Or DM Mark Cuban and tell him to give Peter one more shot.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. Hope you had a good Monday. Hope you're having a great evening. Hope you had a great weekend. Listen, folks, I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. If there's one thing that I'm going to be great. That's what I'm going to do. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You could be in Hawaii. You could be here in Georgia with me. Hey, you could be with our producer. Shout outs to my main man, Kevin Wall. You could be up in New York. It doesn't matter where you are. Thank you. I appreciate you for tuning in. You can always listen on the free Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. People ask all the time, JR, hey, my radio station, they switch over at this time or they wait until this time and I want to hear your whole show. Somebody hit me the other day and said, I don't want to listen to this crap in Seattle. I want to listen to you. The free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's real simple. Hey, thank you to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We still love you. Thank you to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM channel 158 and then everybody who is locked in on a smart speaker. All you got to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I told you I'm going to be great here with you for the next 4 hours. And we got a lot going on, okay? A, there's things from the weekend, there are things from today, there are things that will be happening in the future, and we're going to talk about it. If you follow me at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff, you'll already know what we're going to discuss for tonight. And here, first of all, we'll get into this momentarily. Hey, listen to me very, very carefully. Another NFL player got popped for gambling. What a shock, right? We'll talk about that in a minute. The Cincinnati Bengals, their owner basically said, oh, yeah, be prepared because real soon we ain't paying all our stars. We're going to pay Joe Burrow, but we ain't going to pay everybody. It's impossible. A little bit more difficult to swallow when you think about it being the Cincinnati Bengals. They historically have been cheap. I mean, if they have clean underwear for you in the locker room or clean pads or some Advil, you should consider yourself lucky. So we'll get into the Cincinnati Bengals. There's another dude who plays in their division. Well, not really. The wrong division. That's the AFC West. But there's a guy who plays geographically close. He's trying to win another championship. His name is Chris Jones. Not too happy with his contract. He has not shown up to work. We'll talk about Chris Jones. It looks like he wants that Aaron Donald money. Why wouldn't anybody want Aaron Donald money? Colin Kaepernick, still working out, putting out videos, letting people know that at 35 years old and not having played since 2017, that he is still ready to go. Paul Pierce, I guess he's bored. He's sitting around on social media with two musicians, Cameron and Mace, telling everybody how better he is than Dwayne Wade. I'm like, why are we doing this? Alex Rodriguez, in trouble. At least Alex Rodriguez didn't sue anybody this time, but it's for something that came out of his mouth. He needs to be careful. Michael Jordan officially selling the Hornets. That's done. Chris Paul meeting the media in Golden State, having conversations about what life will be like with the Warriors. We have so much to do. If you want to talk to me here over the next several hours, it's real simple. We got a phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Simple. Hey, Kevin, how are you, man? You doing good? You had a good weekend?
I did, actually, you know. Can't complain. So a lot of busy, you know. Was able to go to the Yankee game on Saturday.
Nice.
So very good seats. The Yankees won. Stanton finally hits the ball. Who would have thought Anthony Rizzo would need some T-Swift to get going? So, okay. Yeah, everything's good. Can't complain. Happy to be back with you.
Yes, likewise, man. It was great working with you last week, and thank you for holding it down. It's a good man here, Kevin Waller. Very good man. Now we can get the show started. We're going to talk about the opposite of a good man. Well, I don't know that, so that would be an exaggeration. Let's talk about someone who made a poor decision. Someone who just, you probably never even heard of the dude. Wouldn't surprise me, okay? Because he was just drafted into the NFL last year. Fourth round pick, playing defensive end out of Iowa State, Denver Bronco, Iuma Uwosurike. This man, who you have probably never heard of, played 8 games last year. Was able to get himself 17 tackles. We know the Denver Broncos were complete ass and garbage last year, so it wouldn't shock me if you didn't see him play. But here's why he is in the news. He is the latest NFL player. That's 10 players so far this year. 10, count them, 10. It's July. He's suspended for gambling. And this is not one of those, hey, we're going to smack you with 6 games just because you bet at the facility or you bet on some college games. This man bet on NFL games. Come on, bro. Like, you just got to the NFL. You just got there. You're betting on games. And I understand this. We have heard it all before. Jameson Williams from the Detroit Lions basically said, hey, I wasn't up on the rules. Okay, fine. He bet on college games at the facility. He got in trouble. He's going to be out 6 games. Sure, fine. Calvin Ridley, he was away from the Falcons. He decided to bet utilizing his mobile app. Man, he was knocked for an entire season, and now he's a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. But what the hell are you doing? Just gambling on NFL games. What was Iuma Uwosurike thinking? What was he thinking about? And it's not like he's some superstar, not that that should make a difference. He's a fourth-round pick. He has a 4-year contract, about $1 million per year. That's not a lot of money, okay? Not a lot of money when you have to think about his entire life. And now a good portion of that money is gone because he's not going to play for a season. His suspension is 1 year long. It is indefinite. There ain't no guarantee that the Broncos will keep him. There's no guarantee that another team will want him. He is messing up his money. The NFL is already cutthroat. The hell you gambling for? And so, I mean, we can go down a list of names. I told you about Jameson Williams. Isaiah Rodgers from the Colts. We can look at C.J. Moore, a bunch of dudes. On the Lions, a bunch of dudes who also got cut and got stopped, and it's a wild world we live in. NFL will take all the gambling money in the world for advertisements. You can't watch a program, you can't watch a game, you can't go to a stadium, you can't open up your phone without being inundated with gambling advertisements. Sign up today. Give us your money now. Here's a free gift to get started. Here's a free $10. You're not a damn thing free. So if you think you're getting free money, just think better of it. They're going to make you spend it on the back end. But this is funky. I'm just waiting. I'm just looking at my imaginary watch, which I don't wear. And I'm looking at the sands of time. Even though I'm not looking at any sandfall. And I'm just waiting on the big name. You know, we had this conversation, I think, last week, 2 weeks ago, All-Star break. Major League Baseball, Pete Rose. Rob Manfred made it very clear. Yeah, man, Pete Rose bet on baseball. We ain't never letting him in. He's probably going to have to be dead to be let into anything, let alone the good graces. Forget the Hall of Fame. I don't know if we're going to get a Pete Rose caliber NFL player. I don't know if we're going to get that Hall of Fame or one of the top hitters ever. Somebody's going to get got. The name is going to be bigger than Iuma Uwazurike. The name is going to be bigger. We'll see what Jameson Williams does in his career. When are we going to get that veteran? When are we going to get that future Hall of Famer? When are we going to get that superstar who's dumb enough to go out there and bet on a game? You got the lower end dudes. I mean, maybe $1 million, $1 million per year wasn't good enough for him. He needed to gamble on the NFL. How stupid can you be? I'm sorry. Did he make a huge amount of money? Well, we don't know. We have no clue. 10 players suspended. And so what is the NFL going to do next? Nothing. The NFL is going to hand out these suspensions. They're not going to talk about them. And they'll wait for the next dude to come through. And then the next guy. And then the next guy. Until we have a scandal. Because it's inevitable. Who's going to be the big name guy? Who's going to bet on games at the facility? Who's going to be the big name guy who wakes up and decides to place a bet on his own team? Who's going to be the guy that'll try, not intentionally, but will screw up the money for the NFL? This would be a nightmare. And maybe I'm too pessimistic. But I mean, at the rate that we're going, there's going to be a guy who's going to take some money, who's going to try to benefit, will think he will get away with it. No one will find out. And he's going to try to influence the game. And temporarily, it's going to scare the living hell out of everybody. The NFL will be scared. Teams will be scared. Gambling companies will all be scared. They'll be crapping in their pants. Here we got this guy over here. He's forcing the fans, our customers, he's forcing them to lose faith in the integrity of the game. Why is a fan going to gamble on something that they find to be predetermined, that they find to lack integrity? Why am I going to gamble on the WWE? Why would I? They predetermined outcomes. They know what's going to happen. So many jokes about scripts. NFL is scripted. NBA is scripted. All of this is staged. And you know, everything is being puppeteered somewhere by the Wizard of Oz behind a curtain. Like, these are not real human beings. These are just puppets. It's all good until somebody loses out on some money. And so it's July. Training camps are underway. Aaron Rodgers is a good soldier. Chris Jones is holding out. He wants his money. Patrick Mahomes is talking about a repeat. We got guys signing. Marcus Peters is now a Raider. We got dudes getting hurt already. It's early. It's July. We already got 10 guys suspended. It's not a matter of when the next guy gets suspended, because there will be a guy. It's just wait until it's a big name. And wait until that big name influences the game and screws up the money. Not just for himself, but temporarily for the NFL. And believe this, the NFL might take a temporary hit. Whenever this happens, whenever you do get a big name, people are still going to gamble. There will be minor outrage. There'll be some folks who go, oh, I'm never gambling on the league. I'm never putting a dime in. Not happening. People love to gamble. People love to make some money. And it's not just the fans. It's not just somebody sitting in a casino. It's not somebody in their phone. It's not just the everyday man who likes to gamble. The athletes like to gamble as well. But they better be careful. Yeah, you could lose your career. You could lose your money. Damn it. Yeah, you could really go out there and lose your livelihood. 10 players suspended for gambling this year. It's only July. On the policy, relatively new. Somebody's going to get got. They better go talk to Pete Rose and get some advice. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Broncos defensive end, Iyuma Uwazurike. Pop for gambling. Betting on NFL games. He's gone for at minimum a year. What are your thoughts on this whole gambling? I don't want to call it a crisis, but if it continues this way, oh yeah, the NFL has a crisis on its hands. Let me know your thoughts on the NFL and its relationship with gambling. I mean, got players gambling with their careers, just trying to make an extra buck. We're just getting started here. Phone lines are open. I told you about Marcus Peters and his deal. Tyreek Hill had to make a deal. The Bengals ready to make a deal with their quarterback, Joe Burrow. Chris Jones waiting on a deal. Colin Kaepernick wants a deal. Paul Pierce thinks he got a raw deal. We got so much to get into. And speaking of a deal, someone who should have no issue with a deal or money plays in Europe. And he might be getting some of that Saudi money if he should want it. I'll tell you about it on the other side. We're just getting warmed up. It's a Monday night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
9 out of 10 women feel pressure to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yo, I like Oregon. I like Oregon a whole lot, man. You're damn right. I may go up to Oregon just for the beer. I might. People up there, they love to drink, love to have a good time, but I think that's... I think that might be a common theme all over the damn place. I think some people like to drink a little too much, but I digress. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Listen, folks, we got one phone number connected to many lines, and we pay our bills here. So feel free to give me a holler. We open up the show talking about the 10th player already here in July to get popped by the NFL for gambling. It's Broncos defensive end. I don't want to call him a lowly player, but he's a fourth-round pick. Only played in 8 games last year. Ayuma Uwazurike, suspended indefinitely for gambling on NFL games. And so this is going to continue. There's not going to be a slowdown. We're just a matter of time, or it's just a matter of time until we get the next player who goes out there and gets in trouble. Just wait until it's a prominent name. Somebody is always going to be looking to get ahead. Somebody is always going to think that they found a workaround. Somebody is always going to think that they're too sneaky. And it's just a matter of when. And everybody trying to make some extra bread, damn it, even people making $1 million a year in the NFL out here screwing up their own money. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you that's someone who doesn't have to worry about screwing up his money is someone who was just offered a ridiculous amount of money to play soccer, to play football. We know about Messi. We talked about it on Friday night. Messi makes his debut in MLS, shows up, has a game-winning goal in the 94th minute against Cruz Azul, a Mexican club, and all is right with the world. And we'll see Messi in action again tomorrow night as Miami takes on Atlanta. So we'll wait on that. But in the meantime, if you thought Messi coming to Miami was a big deal, only $50 to $60 million per year for Messi. That's just his football salary. Kylian Mbappe, you might have heard of him. He was a teammate with Messi out at PSG in France. But they're pretty much telling him, man, sign the contract now or leave or don't play. Like, they want him to sign a contract extension, which is not necessary. He's saying that he doesn't want to do it right now. And so they're basically saying, well, then go. Well, we are going to sell you. A little bit different here in the United States of America, where teams, the trade players, etc., you can move a dude for money. He can be bought. His contract can be purchased. And herein enter the Saudi Investment Fund again. Yeah, this is not LIV Golf. This is not the PGA. But now we're talking about soccer and football. We know Ronaldo. He said, man, I'm taking the money. I'm going to Saudi Arabia. Ronaldo left and took the bread. He's playing in Saudi Arabia. Messi, he didn't take the money. Messi is down in Miami playing football. He's looking for houses right now. Saudi Al Hilal. That's the team. Al Hilal. They have offered to buy his contract from PSG for $332 million. Can you imagine that? Purchasing a contract, purchasing the rights to a player. Let me say that again. And by the way, this would be a record. $332 million. That's just to buy his contract. It's been reported that they are willing to offer him $776 million just to pay him that amount of money, or just to have him on the team. And so there comes a point in time where it's just like, yeah, they can offer you a lot of money, but do you want to be in a competitive league? Ronaldo is talking about, oh, everybody is following me and people want to be like me, Ronaldo. And it's just, you're getting paid money to go to a place that doesn't have the same type of history. It doesn't have anything. It's just a money pit. And so Sky Sports out in Europe, even the way they talked about this, they made it sound very sophisticated. And when announcing this news, I want you to take a listen to this.
We told you on Saturday that Al Hilal wanted to sign Kylian Mbappe, and they have made a world record offer to PSG for the player. The offer was made in an official letter that was sent from Riyadh on Saturday, the 22nd of July. The offer is for €300 million.
What? That comes down to American dollars, $322 million. Could you imagine that here? I don't know. Let's say the New York Knicks. Let's say the Knicks wanted LeBron James. And okay, yeah, LeBron is older. But how much money would you pay to, A, buy him, buy the player, and how much you got to pay LeBron? These numbers are nuts. We spoke to Ice Cube. Ice Cube joined us here a few weeks ago. Ice Cube said that there are rumblings that the Saudis might create their own basketball league here in the United States of America. That Saudi Arabia might start its own competitor to the NBA and decide to just throw money at, I don't know, LeBron, Giannis, Embiid, Jokic. If you think about the money that the players are making right now, you got Jaylen Brown, who could make in excess of $300 million on his next contract. What the hell would a Saudi league throw at an all-star? If you can make $300+ million in the NBA as a superstar, what is the Saudi league going to do? Say, hey, here's Zion. Here, go on a diet and we'll give you, I don't know, $500 million. It's coming, folks. I don't know if they're going to start a Saudi league for basketball here, but when you think about the money that's being thrown around, oh, we talked about gambling and the punishments in the NFL. Man, everybody likes money. Wait until the Saudis start throwing some more around. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Vince is calling from Southern California. Hey, Vince, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, you got a great show as usual. Hey, I just would wonder if any league is going to punish their elite players to the extent of suspending them a year or two. I think in this country, the people that are billionaires in the regular population and athletes that are elite, they're not going to get the same punishments as a lower level fourth or fifth round draft pick. I just don't see that happening. They're going to protect their brand.
Wow.
And they're going to protect their player.
I don't think that they would be protecting their brand by allowing a superstar player to get along, to get away with gambling. That is almost, and for an NFL, which I think most of us would agree, the NFL ain't got no morals. The NFL is kind of cutthroat. I mean, the NFL is just like, hey, you heard you beat your wife, so here's a suspension. Or I heard you did this, and yeah, well, we'll let you back in. Like, if you can play in the NFL, they're going to have you. The only dude they're not going to have is Colin Kaepernick, because they feel that bringing him in will rock the apple cart and cost them money. What is even worse than all of that is somebody gambling. You can't degrade the integrity of the game, even though there is no integrity in the game. And to give a pass to any of these players, I say look at what Major League Baseball is doing with Pete Rose. It's not because Rob Manfred is, just being a hard ass. I think he's more of an idiot than a hard ass. But the reality is they're only, quote unquote, doing this to protect the integrity of the game, of which there is none. Like, that's the worst thing that you could do. Hey, you beat your wife? Come back. You doing some drugs? Oh, yeah, sure, come back. You were going 200 miles per hour in a school zone? Yeah, it's okay. Just come back. We need you to come and tackle. Like, all of that is forgivable. You can do all of those things. Don't mess up the money by gambling. Don't make people think that we got predetermined outcomes. Don't make Bobby in Kansas say, well, I'm not going to bet on Patrick Mahomes to throw for more than 300-400 yards today, or 400 yards, because it's staged. That's what the NFL doesn't want. And it doesn't matter if you are a Yuma Uwazurike or you're Patrick Mahomes. The punishment is going to be there if you gamble. Trust me, there ain't no favoritism there. There is no protecting a player there. because it doesn't matter if you are a big name player or a small name player. It doesn't matter if you're making $1 million a year or $50 million a year. If you're gambling on games as a player, oh, you're potentially screwing up the NFL's money. And there ain't going to be no forgiving anybody on that one. There is no quote-unquote hall pass. You getting got. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Everybody wants some money, right? Everybody wants some cash. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, speaking of cash, Marcus Peters. Yeah, three-time Pro Bowl cornerback. He got a new job with a new team. He doesn't have to worry about money. And someone else who, I guess this is a monetary concern, Tyreek Hill, got in some trouble a few weeks ago, and it looks like he has paid his way out of it. I will explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, listen, I appreciate you, man. It's a dream that you listen to me. Thank you. Shout outs to everybody out there just getting to the money. Or maybe you're relaxing. Maybe you're leaving the money. I don't know what you're doing, but thank you so much for tuning in. Speaking of the money, I know we talked about gambling. We talked about the offer presented to Kylian Mbappe, you know, overseas and in Europe to move on to a new squad. He got a Saudi squad offering him or at least $332 million to buy his contract. And then it appears that Saudi Arabia, their squad, Al Hilal, would offer him, yes, one individual footballer or soccer player, $776 million. Yeah, almost $800 million to come play soccer. If your kid ain't kicking a ball, then, yeah, have him kick a ball. Maybe I don't think they're going to get an $800 million contract, but, hey, you never know. Somebody who's not getting as much money, but it has to count for something, is Marcus Peters. Yes, the defensive back, the cornerback in the NFL. Marcus Peters has been playing for the Chiefs, the Rams. He tore his ACL with the Ravens. And now today, Marcus Peters, who's 30 years old, it's kind of difficult to think about him being, I guess, that old as an NFL player. He signed a one-year, $5 million deal with the Raiders. And Marcus Peters is a dude who happens to be from the Bay Area. And so I'm sure this is, I don't want to say, nostalgic isn't the word, but this he has to be happy about it. And sure, the Raiders are no longer in the Bay. We know that they occupy space in Las Vegas right off of the Strip right now. But this has got to make Marcus Peters feel good. And so the Oakland Raiders, see, look at me, I screwed up. The Vegas Raiders decided to post the announcement on social media of Marcus signing his deal, and Marcus Peters decided to evoke some of the famous words from Mr. Al Davis. Take a listen to this.
Just win, baby. That's the only message I got for y'all. Let's do it. We got to up the standard, and the standard is going to be set.
Okay. All right. I don't know about all of that. This is the Raiders, right? This is the team that went 6-11 last year, right? This is the team that finally fired that general manager that they plucked off of television, right, Mike Mayock? This is the team. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Hey, isn't this the team with the injured quarterback? Like the Jimmy Garoppolo, right? This is the team. He had the foot surgery. I heard that his foot is okay. What do you have last year? Oh, yeah, it was the shoulder surgery. And then before that, it was the ankle surgery. Damn it. This man, Jimmy Garoppolo, is just like a human game of Operation. He is. Hey, Kevin, you ever play that game, Operation, where you lay the dude on the table and every part of his body buzzes?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, what has Jimmy Garoppolo, I guess the better question at this point of his career, what has Jimmy Garoppolo not injured?
He's constantly injured. And the sad thing is when he's healthy, he shows that he can win, you know, yeah, which is very unfortunate. But the Raiders, they were in a desperate situation. They knew that they were moving on from Derek Carr. You weren't going to get Tom Brady to play at 45. I don't think after last season in his personal life, it's just not on the table. Aaron Rodgers, just don't see him in Vegas. He basically wanted to go to one place and one place only. Who else do you really got in the free agency pool?
Oh, nothing. But this is the Raiders are moving in a whole lot of nowhere. And so congratulations, Marcus Peters. He got a one-year deal, $5 million, still trying to show everybody he has something left in the tank, especially another year removed from his torn ACL. Yeah, you going to get your money, man. But don't expect to win. Derek Carr is gone, and for whatever he was, I would find him to be much more reliable to at least know he's going to play. Ain't no guarantees that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be healthy enough to get through a season. So all the Raider fans out there, prepare to see Brian Hoyer, you know, out on that field sooner than later. They were able to get rid of Darren Waller, but then in the process they draft Michael Mayer. They got some options here. They have some options here, but I'm not expecting the Raiders to do anything. It's business as usual for them to be dysfunctional until they are no longer dysfunctional. They have a new general manager in Dave Ziegler. It's going to take time. Congratulations, Marcus Peters, for getting that money. But all that just win baby stuff, oh man, that was gone with Mr. Al Davis. So don't expect anything from the Raiders, but to be, I don't want to say practice for the Kansas City Chiefs, but that's exactly what the Raiders will be, man. And they still haven't even figured out this situation with Josh Jacobs, who, yeah, most certainly, this man ain't showing up to work. He ain't coming to an agreement or a contract with him, so he ain't showing up. Speaking of an agreement, Tyreek Hill came to an agreement. No, not with the Dolphins. The Dolphins are paying him. He's getting $30 million per year. I think it was Father's Day. Last month, almost exactly a month ago, Tyreek Hill was out in Miami. He was at a marina. This was a Sunday. Reportedly, you know, being ushered off of a boat or being told that he can't be on a boat. And he got into some type of disagreement or had an incident with one of the workers there. And when told to leave a particular area, and it's been reported that he, like, slapped this employee in the back of the head. And I guess when you make $30 million, you feel that you can get away with anything. And that's exactly what happened. Because Tyreek Hill and this gentleman that he reportedly, allegedly slapped in the back of the dome for being asked to leave an area, they've come to an agreement on a settlement. No charges, no jail time, no punishment, no nothing. Tyreek Hill just writes a check. I can't imagine it's hurting his pocket, hurting his wallet, when he is the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL right now at $30 million per. Now, we had a caller a couple breaks ago, maybe last break. He said, JR, listen, man, the NFL, they're going to go easy on their star players. If a star player gets caught gambling, NFL isn't going to punish him. They want to protect the big-name guys. I'm like, nah, man, they're not doing this. And I made the point of, you could do anything you want in the NFL. Outside of, you know, taking someone's life. But you could do just about anything in the NFL. And if you can play, they're going to have you out there. Tyreek Hill slapping a dude in the back of the head is a byline. It ain't no big deal. When Tyreek Hill gets back out onto the field and, you know, he has 150 yards receiving from Tua Tagovailoa, ain't nobody going to think about his settlement. I don't know how much money he wrote this dude to just go away and hush up and shut up. Was it $100,000? Was it $250,000? Was it $300,000? We have no idea. I know this much. Tyreek Hill is one of the fastest dudes in the league. Tyreek Hill is one of the most dangerous receivers in the league. Tyreek Hill could slap me and Kevin Wall in the back of the head, and there's a good chance that Tyreek would just still be playing football anyway. And this is not the first time that he's had an issue, that he's had an incident. I mean, man, we can go back to his college age years, man. There were instances where Tyreek Hill accused of assault and his girlfriend and his child, and you know, all of these things are just kind of brushed under the rug because he's one of the NFL's best players. I mean, there's a reason why he was selected in the fifth round. There's a reason why, you know, he got dropped and didn't finish his time at Oklahoma State. There is a reason. His talent has been able to speak. But when it comes to keeping his hands to himself, that isn't something that's been proven. And Tyreek Hill, he ain't no baby anymore. He ain't no kid. He's 29 years old. Okay? There's no justification for this. And so, yeah, do what you want. Alvin Kamara, who knows if the NFL will suspend him for beating up that dude in Vegas, but Alvin Kamara will be back. And he's going to come back and he's going to earn his $14 million per year. Tyreek Hill, he probably won't even get any type of punishment for this. Okay, he came to a settlement for allegedly slapping a dude in the back of the head. Must be nice. It's a wild world we live in, but when you're a professional athlete, I'm not going to say that you can get away with anything that you want, but outside of injuring or maybe doing worse to somebody, you're going to play. Hey, Kevin, do you think in the case of Alvin Kamara beating that guy up in Vegas, you think Alvin Kamara is going to miss a game or two?
No, I don't. I personally don't. We've seen this so many times in the NFL since Roger Goodell has been commissioner. It won't even be a thought.
Yeah. Yeah, he picks and chooses. Well, I don't want to say he actually does pick and choose because he's the boss. It's Roger Goodell's call. You can do anything, folks. I'm not joking. You can do whatever the hell you want. Here's some advice to the NFL players out there. You play in a league, it's simple. Just don't gamble. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. Just knock somebody out, slap them in the back of the head. You can beat somebody up in Las Vegas at Dreas. You can do what you want. Just don't gamble. It's really that simple. Hey, I summarized the NFL rules in about two sentences. Not that deep. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. All about the money, folks. We talked about Iuma Uwazurike gambling, suspended for the whole year by the Denver Broncos. The guy's going to miss out on his $1 million, and God only knows if he'll see it again. We talked about Kylian Mbappe, Saudi Arabia throwing even more money at a player. We just talked about Marcus Peters and his deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. We talked about Tyreek Hill and his settlement. Just out here making things go away and disappear because he got that bread. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about a team that doesn't come to a deal with anybody. We're going to talk about the Bengals. They are ready to be cheap. We'll hear from their owner on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.